The Koi Gig Pod.
I'm going to have people with torches and pitchforks outside my door with this next question. But anyways, here we go.
Our version of the Ronaldo effect. You okay, hon?
I'm not good. I won't lie.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition.
The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, the All-Ireland football semi-finals are on the horizon in Croke Park. Leash manager Justin McNulty on the Charlton Cup final and Patrick Horgan on Cork's performances so far. But first, after last week's hurling semi-finals, attention now turns to the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-finals. Saturday sees Kerry face off against Armagh in Croke Park with a 5:30 throw-in. On Sunday, it's Donegal up against Derry from 4. All-Ireland winner with Donegal, Eamon McGee, and Galway great Finian Hanley have been looking ahead to the game on Off The Ball.
Walsh versus Morgan would be a hell of a battle.
Obviously, Shane is a big one. What the injury is, and even if he plays in the heat of battle, and particularly with the way Donegal are, you know, runners from everywhere and pace and speed and power, you know, that's very, very strenuous on soft muscle injuries like hamstrings and stuff. So, you know, whether he plays and he lasts or whether he comes on, I don't know. Obviously, Sean Kelly's another big one. No one knows where that, and, you know, that's two massive, massive players to be, whether you're missing them or not, to be, you know, anyway fractured.
Donegal, you have to go start with Comer first, because Donegal have no one else that suits Comer. So McCall has to go on him. If things get ropey and Walsh really takes off, you could see McCall go across them. But at the start, it's going to be McCall and Comer. You look then, do we go after Walsh in terms of what the injuries? Do we put a Pádraig Mógán on him? Or we just go to cancel him out with a Kieran Moore, maybe an Owen Bann or someone, and just stay with him defensively? I think there's a lot to be said. When you weigh it all up, and you know McGuinness and the boys will have, might have excuse me, I might have a different take on this, but when you weigh it all up, I think the Pádraig Mógán thing, Galway will have a plan for him to stop him. But if we flip that then and put him on a Walsh and try and get him to deal with that, and, you know, put Walsh under pressure.
The opening game in headquarters on Saturday is the Tarleton Cup final between Laois and Down. Laois boss Justin McNulty has been looking ahead.
Very, very excited about the Tarleton Cup final, and I think so are our players, and really looking forward to the opportunity for us to go and explore our full potential.
And coming up against Down, obviously being an Armagh man, you're going to know Down pretty well.
Yeah, listen, I went to school in Down. I live in Newry, and Newry's downtown, and I've got the highest respect for Down. All through my formative years, they were the trailblazers for Ulster. They have had a swagger which was to be envious of, and they were the trailblazers for Ulster, and they led the way in terms of Sam Maguire's for Ulster and getting over the line and getting to finals and performing in big finals. And we know that they are going to be very, very tough opposition this weekend.
Yeah, speaking to Conor Laverty, he spoke about the Sam Maguire, and look, that's exactly where they want to be. Is this why the Tarleton Cup is such a great competition, just to give that opportunity and that chance and to prepare players as well for that step up?
Well, listen, we're not talking or thinking about the Sam Maguire. We're only focused on this Saturday. And if we get a big performance, we get a cup at the end of it, but that's not in our control. All we control is our performance, and our laser focus is there.
And what can you expect from Down?
I think they have serious firepower from many places on the pitch. They've got Haven, obviously, who's a machine attacker and is a tough player. They've got great pace all around the park, and they have a tenacity about them which is commendable. Just the Murdoch midfield obviously is a talisman for them, and their full back is one of their chief scorer assisters, McAvoy, who we're going to have to a plan how we can try and minimise his threat. Obviously, half-back, they have strong attacking half-backers. McGill is very, very useful as well. They've balanced all over the park. They've got good players, and they're organised, they're well-coached.
Patrick Horgan says he's happy with Cork's performances overall this year. The Rebels lost their opening two Munster Championship games to Waterford and Clare before bouncing back against Limerick and Tipperary. Wins over Offaly, Dublin and Limerick again have seen them book a place in the All-Ireland final against Clare on Sunday week.
First two Munster Championship games obviously didn't go your way, but the way the team stuck together and turned things around, kept the same mantra, stuck to the game plan. I mean, how gratifying, obviously it's very gratifying to be in All-Ireland final now, but when things weren't going well, how important was it to have that togetherness in the group?
To be fair, no. They didn't go well one of the games against Waterford, but we went down to 13 men in that game, wrongfully as well at the time, but we played well against Clare as well. We just went down a man again, down to 14. And I suppose we did play well. And we kind of knew there was performances in there. Like, and the game against Limerick, our backs were to the wall, and we just came out fighting. And from then on, things just snowballed. And we've been getting great confidence from, I suppose, our support as well, and the way we're playing. And it's kind of got us there.
The movement in the forward line the last day between yourself, Brian Hayes, Alan Connolly, the movement of the three of you together, I know there's set patterns and if the ball is coming in correctly to you, get those chances. How important has it been for you this year to be able to mesh with those two guys and the other players that have played in the full forward line as well, because you're working as a unit, everybody shared the scores, it wasn't all on you or one player the last day to get over Limerick. How important is it that togetherness, that understanding, you have that going into the All-Ireland final now as well?
It's good. Like, all the fellas we have are like really chilled, and you can talk to them. You could talk to them in the middle of the match, like 80,000 people there, and they'd have a normal chat to you. And that's good. Like, that's a real good sign of a player. But yeah, it's been unbelievable, even in training. Outside the boys, you've Paddy Power as well. You've Cotter, Shane, Robbie. Might be missing a few, but we all kind of stay close together there, even before training, and work on things like, you know, whenever we can, a bit of movement, a bit of, you know, control, touch, whatever. And yeah, we're kind of tight group now, to be fair.
Ahead of the big game, Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin on Friday the 19th of July. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause, with all ticket proceeds going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily
on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.